Hare Krishna. Beyond the logical and the psychological is the spiritual. The logical refers to our rational faculty by which we try to make sense of things. So the logical refers to largely to our intelligence, our intellectual faculty. The psychological refers to our mind, the emotions, and the subjective faculty. So, for example, sometimes people say that how can you logically believe that God could have lifted up, that Krishna lifted up a mountain? And it's not how can anyone lift a mountain like this? And many of the miraculous things that Krishna did, so people who are completely devoted to logic, they have a lot of difficulty in understanding or accepting the reality of such events. And they claim, they believe that such events never happened. They make logic their primary, their supreme arbiter for deciding what is real and what is fictional. And in this way, they send most of Krishna's pastimes to the realm of mythology. Now, as contrast against these people, if you consider logical to be one extreme, the other extreme is called the psychological. And such people say that yes, the point that Krishna existed and Krishna performed so many pastimes and Krishna attracted thousands of people through his pastimes. Now this, we should not, when we study it from the logical perspective, we miss the point. Because Krishna is a psychological truth for millions of people. God, whether it is Jesus or it is Muhammad or it is whoever, the venerable people are there in different religious traditions, they are primarily psychological truths. That means that these are persons or conceptions of persons that have helped people to feel good, and with that good feeling to make sense of their lives. So here, those who say that they focus on the pastimes of Krishna from a psychological perspective, and they say because people want a sense of peace, they want a sense of meaning, they want a sense of protection, so that is why, that is what Krishna, Ram, these are provided. Their stories, their activities, their personality, this is what they have provided, and therefore we should accept them as such. We should not see them from the logical perspective. But the problem with the psychological is that again they reject the they more or less cout out the logical idea that that God or Krishna did not exist or Krishna did not perform miraculous pastimes, but they try to create room for Krishna in the realm of subjective realm, of subjective truth. However, both of them miss the point that Krishna is beyond both the mind and the intelligence. Krishna is beyond both what we consider objective and what we consider subjective. Krishna is the supreme truth, and as a supreme truth, he is a source of both the mind and the intelligence, and therefore he cannot be known just by the mind or just by the intelligence. So he cannot be seen, when we see him only from the logical perspective, we are placing logic on the highest pedestal and we are trying to see God through the eyes of logic. But God is transcendental. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti. So Arjuna, in 4.9, it is said that Krishna's appearance and activities are transcendental, and those who understand his activities to be transcendental, they become purified and they attain him. So essentially this transcendence is what is primarily stressed in the Bhagavad Gita. And now, when you say he's transcendental to the logic of the mind. Logic should be our minister, not our master in life. There are many things of the heart which the logic can't understand. For example, when people get attracted, people fall in love with each other. They cannot give a logical reason for why they fell in love. At the same time, the relationship of the human heart with the divine heart is of an entirely different level as compared to the relationship of one human heart with that of another human heart. That means we cannot equate the two at all. We cannot equate God, we cannot equate these relationships, because the relationship of the soul with Krishna is transcendental. So, it may be psychological truth that a man in love with a woman thinks that that woman is the most beautiful woman in the whole world. That is, we understand that is subjective. And it is not necessarily true. But in the spiritual realm, Krishna is objectively the supremely attractive person. And to the extent we become purified, to that extent we realize this truth. So, just as different people can have different dreams, and within these dreams they may think that this is a real or this is real, or they may think that within this dream I am also having a dream. But beyond this dream or dream within a dream, there is objective reality. A person who is asleep cannot see the sun rising overhead. But whether the person's dream shows him a sun or doesn't show him a sun, or whether the sun seen in the dream is real or unreal, there is a real sun that exists outside the dream world. So similarly, within, so we as souls are presently sleeping. Uttishtata jagrata prapyavaram nibodhata. Understand, awake, and attain the great blessing that is at hand, the Upanishads tell us. So that blessing comes by awakening from our spiritual slumber. So as long as we are in a spiritually asleep state, the concepts of both the logical and the psychological, they can guide us to some extent. But when we come to the transcendental, when we come to the spiritual, we need to know that Krishna is a reality who is beyond the logical and the psychological. And so if we approach him purely from the rational faculty or purely from the emotional faculty, we will not be able to understand or attain him. But when we love and serve him as he directs us according to scripture, then both our logical and our emotional, both our psychological and our psychological faculties can be used in his service, so that we can attain the one who is beyond the reach of these faculties. So they can push us along the way, and then Krishna can take us further than where these can take us. So Krishna lies beyond the psychological and the psychological. He lies in the transcendental level of reality, and that is where he invites all of us for a life of eternal love, meaning and fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.